This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's alive and popping, baby. We're out here at Shell Shack North Henderson in Dallas. And, wow, I mean, the Tolo representation already, it's been absolutely outstanding. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. If there was one contest when it comes to eating that I think, Eric, you would get absolutely obliterated in by Brian Broaddus, it's the crawfish eating contest. I think we need to have Brian Broaddus enter one. And I think, honestly, man, I'd back you. I'd put all my money on you. The way that you've got this whole technique down, you've been doing. You were born and you had a crawfish boil in the crib.
Yeah, this was. I'll tell you what I've gotten really good at too, and I appreciate it because I was thinking of the one thing that I can maybe beat Joey Jaws at.
Yeah.
I think I could beat him at crawfish eating.
And that's specifically because of the peel factor?
I think I could peel faster than him. Now, he might be able – the peeling part of that will be – now, he's done shrimp cocktail. Shrimp cocktail are already peeled.
Right.
But if you let me do crawfish and then how many you could eat and, like, how many pounds in, like, 10 minutes? Or I think the official thing is 8 minutes, the official clock. I think the fact that I have an advantage over maybe peeling quicker than him and I can maybe eat more. That way. That's the only thing I would even have a chance in, I believe. But I've gotten pretty good at doing this. And Shell Shack, by the way, they have this bucket called the MVP. And the MVP's got it's got crab legs in it, snow crab legs, like clusters. It's got the and it's got shrimp and it's and you gotta get it with the kitchen sink, with everything with the garlic button.
Yes,
it's just
yes.
Everything into it. And that is outstanding. So but I'm getting pretty good at peeling these or these crab legs, making them snap. And yeah. I got them down to where at home, I know, like when I steam them, I know how long so they get that snap so you can get the meat completely out of it, though.
No break.
No breaking at all.
Yeah.
Just make it. Because like when I did the thing for you guys the other day,
yeah.
It's kind of like you got to be able to have that snap to it, and then you could just take that part out.
6.5 pounds of crawfish in 10 minutes is the current world record held by Sonia the Black Widow Thomas. So that was at the French Quarter Festival.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, man, I think you could do it. Watching you go ahead in your element here at Shell Shack off North Henderson, Dallas. Come on out. We're going to be here till 7 p.m.
Yeah.
We're celebrating big-time Tolo Richie's birthday.
That's right.
We're waiting on a new Crown Royal Cowboys jersey delivery. We should be getting more within the next 30 minutes. We've already got several Tolos hanging by. Eric is wearing one. Like, if we run out, you might be able to convince Eric to give you a game-worn. Okay, G-Bag Nation, show-worn jersey right off his back. You got to be nice to him, but he might be willing to share with you if we do run out.
The old jersey swap.
Absolutely.
Been there, done that.
I've seen you do it many times.
I almost wore deodorant today as well, which would have been good for this scenario.
Honestly, I think it's better that you didn't. It makes it that much more valuable.
Yeah, you got to promise not to wash it if we do the old jersey
sign
swap.
It. We're looking. You sign it for you.
30 minutes. Yeah, 30 minutes. We'll get some more.
I'll put the John Hancock on there.
Man,
you know
this
I
is,
will.
Yeah. And it's a good vibes hump day, boys. I mean, not only is our new best friend Kamar Rocker on the bump tonight for the Rangers, yeah. We got pregame coming up. At
That's
8 o'clock.
A no hitter for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I think complete game. Yeah. I mean, we might even go perfect game tonight for Kamar.
Why not? Yeah.
You know what he's doing when it comes to
very
finger
capable.
Looking good
very
with those
capable.
Wings. Mm-hmm. He is. But last night it was the eruption that we've been waiting for. I mean, my goodness, Corey Seager's been doing it, but finally, and we're going to celebrate and just sit in this because it's few and far between that the Rangers are putting up a 13 spot, mm-hmm. but 13-1, just utter domination up and down the lineup for the most part last night. Big-time victory. Nathan Eovaldi goes 6 innings, has a shutout on just 5 hits, no earned runs, and then Dane Dunning comes in, 2 innings of relief. Ezekiel Duran, I mean, heck. That was wild. Again, he comes in, and you've got the position player pitching. Jake Berger's able to take advantage of that with the dong ball. But overall, it was beautiful to see what the offense was able to do. And I know, it's a bit of an eye roll. Hey, can they go ahead and sustain this? Consistent baseball is what CY is.
Well, they didn't have a hit for 3 innings, right? That thing started off like,
the fourth inning, the floodgates
what
opened.
What the hell is going on out here kind of a thing, you know? My man Vince Lombardi, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
What the hell is going on? grab, you know, that whole thing. And, you know, and you're just kind of wondering, is this going to be, again, one of those nights where you're going to have to sit there and scratch? I mean, the Angels got on the board earlier, and you're like, okay, please don't let this be like 1-0 through like 8 innings or anything like that. But the bats came alive, multiple hits. Guys who have not hit very well getting multiple hits. Hopefully this is something, as you mentioned, that can kickstart. But as we've talked about many, many, many times, you know, this team might be who it is. You know, it might be that they caught a good inning. They caught two back-to-back innings is really what they did, you know, with the five spot and then the four spot right behind it. So, yeah, it's hopefully it is something that they could build on. But for a while there, it was kind of like, damn, they're not going to get a hit tonight.
Well, I think one of the best things about it was you had 9 walks.
Yes.
So the plate discipline certainly was there, and that's something we talked about is one of the major issues is this team's just swinging at everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they have one of the highest chase rates in all of Major League Baseball, so the discipline, and you had to have it against a pitcher in Soriano. I mean, Boach was just on earlier talking with KNC. That's a must listen to every single Wednesday in the manager show. If you missed it, that's why we got the Odyssey app for you. We'll also podcast that as well. But, you know, the plate discipline was great. Wyatt Langford was brilliant. Great to see him to get going. Evan Carter also really, really good with 3 RBIs. I mean, Seager's been good, and that was my big concern yesterday was, goodness, you were hoping your MVP would get going and then everybody else would follow suit. That hadn't happened. But to see Evan Carter, to see Wyatt get it going, Berger had himself a really, really good game as well. Hopefully that can bleed into tonight as now series tied up at 1. Of course, this is a 4-game series, so Hendricks on the bump against Rocker, a couple of righties. But some NBA news today as well. Popeye Jones expected to join the Mavericks staff as an assistant for Jason Kidd, as that's been reported. He served as an assistant on multiple teams since 2020, had stops in New Jersey / Brooklyn, Indiana, Philly, Denver, where he was part of the coaching staff on that title team back in 2023. So you lose some coaches, you got to replace some. I know Phil Handy was another name that was out there, and then Popeye Jones might be another addition to this staff as they try and replace who they lost. And they lost some really good ones with God Sham God, Jared Dudley, and then, of course,
Sean Sweeney.
Yeah, and the Vogel replacement of Sweeney is
sure.
Pretty solid for sure. And this actually makes me feel pretty good because we had our Phil Handy game going down the other day thinking Handy was going to get on staff, mm-hmm. but we have Popeye Jones, which is still still works out for the game. So I actually think we had Popeye Jones being mentioned.
I think so, too. We were ahead of the game. We knew it was possibly going to happen, though.
Well, and Steinlein is reporting right now that both Phil Handy and Popeye Jones have just officially agreed to join Kids coaching staff.
Oh, we got the
so
Handy.
So we're getting Handy and we're getting Jones.
That's perfect.
So now we got a couple more newcomers. It's official, courtesy of our guy Mark Stein.
Okay, how about a bit of just coaches with names that have to do with body parts?
What I mean, we clearly lead the league.
What if we just filled that thing out and say, you know what? There's got to be somebody else around here that we can hire to put on this staff, right?
Yeah, sure. who's another body part coach we could go hire right now? We're going to have to figure that one out.
877-881-1053, sports figures whose names relate to body parts.
Well, yeah. We played that game.
This is one that I love bringing to the table always.
Potential NBA coaches that we could put on this staff, you know, if there's...
Oh, we got to stick to just NBA coaches. Mo
Cheeks. Let's get Mo Cheeks in
Mo
the building.
Mo Cheeks would be a great one. That was
definitely, I think that was maybe Lucius's first nominee as we were playing the game on July 3rd.
I think Lucius just played the game really well.
Was Mo Cheeks the coach that helped with the national anthem?
That's right.
In Portland?
That's right.
That was such a beautiful moment.
Was that the 76ers or Portland?
Similar color scheme, maybe. Maybe I'm flipping them.
I can't remember.
He helped. He was helpful.
We were struggling. We were leaking confidence. Yeah. And here comes Mo Cheeks.
Yeah.
He's going to go ahead and help out there.
We determined, though, that we would rather sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game than throw out a first pitch. But did we determine that the other day?
You did. I think
I think Eric would. Eric sang one time, like I say, we were at Shakers. You know, he sang the national anthem. People were standing up.
Yeah, they were.
Honestly, I think I would embarrass myself less if I sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Bro, you don't know that. Throwing the ball, that's the rest of your life. They put that out.
No, exactly.
And people are like going, you're a male and you have that kind of you're that unathletic.
Well, yeah. And Walchuk did the musical theater growing up, so he's got pipes. He does.
Did you play the cello or something?
No, you had a couple of solo parts.
For a year in sixth grade.
Did you get tired of hauling that thing around?
Absolutely. I hate it, but they forced us. You had to do either choir.
Did they say
band,
you looked like a cello guy?
Orchestra.
Is that
no,
what
I
happened?
I just picked the cello. I mean, I would have looked foolish with a violin. You know?
Why? Because your big andouille fingers trying to do that?
There's no way that would have worked. And then there's another, what's the other one called? It's not a violin. It's a viola? The viola? So it was either the bass or the cello. And the bass was even bigger than the cello. So I went ahead and split the difference. And I did,
You just couldn't do drums?
I didn't want to do band. I just said screw it. You know, I had friends that were doing
orchestra.
Was this
post-football career?
No, it was sixth grade. It was pre-football. Seventh grade, I did football.
So band drove you into football?
Oh, orchestra did.
Yeah.
I had planned on doing football in seventh grade. They don't allow you to do it in sixth grade in PISD. Okay. They don't have that. Unless you're just doing.
That's why Plano's struggling.
Recreational. Yeah. Well, I think all of them. They start seventh grade.
My man Kimbrough right now. He's like, why do we have doing this to seventh grade?
I know him and Coach Clark.
Second
like,
grade.
The hell's going on? This is why we're falling behind. Hey, Plano did a good job though in the 7-on-7 tournament. I'll say that we might be able to have a good year. We might have a good group coming.
Okay.
Might have some. I hope so because we've really, really been lacking.
Do you follow your high school program?
I try. Yeah, I do. Not as closely as
score.
I used to, but I check the score every week.
I do too.
Just to see how
I
we're
do
doing.
Yeah.
I can't tell you necessarily who's the up and coming crop of names when it comes to talent, but
sure.
I'm definitely keeping up, especially for the one year that we finally are able to beat Allen.
Can I ask one more Plano football question?
Please,
here?
Man, let's do it.
Do you think they regret dividing that thing up and should have kept it like Allen did?
Yeah. Yeah, they should have.
They should have just kept it all together, right?
They should have.
And then they could continue the dominance that they had over the year?
Yeah, because we've had some really, really good players that went to East, went to West, went to Plano. If you're able to put it all together, we might have been able to compete
Allen
stronger.
Says, don't talk to us about splitting this thing up.
No. I mean, really, ever since 2009, Plano, I mean, I don't think we've won a playoff game since my graduating class.
Wow.
When we beat Duncanville in round one and then lost to Trinity in a heartbreaker.
Oh, the Tongans got you that day,
third
huh?
straight in the year. Yeah, man. They did the hawk in front of us and everything.
I think Jay Toya was there.
He was.
Jay Toya was wrecking shop on Wolchuk and Guard.
Brandon
Wolchuk
Carter
was trying to get under.
You guys remember Brandon Carter who ended up going to TCU, played like every position.
Well,
there.
A linebacker,
just, I mean,
right?
He was a junior that year. He played, I mean, he was their punter. He played quarterback, wide receiver, corner, you name it. Brandon Carter was one of the best high school football players I'd ever seen.
Yeah, I was on his highlight tape.
Game-winning touchdown against us. Beat my guy Jared Kirschmeyer. I love you, though, Jared.
Kirschmeyer was the real deal.
I love you.
Does Kirschmeyer come back to reunions and everybody points him out like that's
no.
the guy that gave
Well,
up
he was
play.
Our best player senior year. He was our starting running back, switched from corner to runner.
You think
he was like he was the poor man's Sex Burkhead.
Yeah, pretty much. And he couldn't start at running back the year before because we had Rex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hey, you got to plug and play.
Would you hate to be that guy that, you know, the Bill Buckner kind of guy?
Well, I wrote a whole – I did journalism.
Yeah.
I took a journalism class the next year
did
and
you?
I did a whole article on him.
Wow.
About it, you know, the mental toll
Did
that
you
can
rip
take
him from
on you.
Missing the play?
Well, I mean, we, yeah.
Tore his ass up.
We leaned into it, and then how do you recover? You know, how are you able to bounce back from this? Perseverance, right?
Did he walk away from the interview and like, don't ever talk to me again?
No, we talk to this day. He's still one of my best friends.
He's an open book.
Yeah, I love him. All right, we did see this as well. just seeing this LeBron stuff, like, I don't know. Are we trying to just keep a story that isn't there going? But your best buddy, Jovan Buha.
That's right.
I mean, Eric.
How did you say his name?
I think I called him Jovan Behu.
I think it was like Bovan Buha or something crazy. He said, quote, I mean, I want to be careful with what I say about Bron's relationship with the front office or the organization.
Right. Okay. Yeah, tread lightly, Buha.
But I think it's in the best place right now, to be completely honest.
I'm not telling you what you should know.
Well, and then you bring up Wendy. Yeah. Wendy said on his appearance on ESPN Cleveland, I would have said 4 days ago when LeBron opted into his contract, I don't think there's any chance of him getting traded. At the time, I just didn't think so. After having conversations over the last 3 or 4 days, I'm no longer saying there is no chance. And I'm not saying it's likely, but I cannot responsibly say there's no chance.
Okay, so we're saying there's a chance. Wendy's the man. Let's take the temperature. We got. I'm assuming we got a bunch of Mavs fans here in the Tolo crowd.
LeBron to the Mavs?
Do we want LeBron on the Mavs? We're getting a lot of head shaking. No,
some,
a couple
we get some
of ands.
We get some no. 2026.
Nobody's saying a hard yes.
Yeah,
getting a lot of finger. Got a lot of Matembo
no,
fingers.
No. Yeah. Not in my house.
I don't think we want LeBron down here.
All right. Well, and I don't want to trade for LeBron either, because in any team that's going to have to trade for him, you're going to have to give up a ton to
If the contract got bought out, they would be in.
I think the Mavs and a lot of people would be in if the contract gets bought out. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's the only way it happens, because you're not going to be giving them. What are they going to want? Gafford, PJ? I mean, I'd give them back Anthony
Davis.
Who's
catching more grief as a $50 million player, LeBron or Dak, in this city?
Dak. Nobody ever is going to get more grief than the quarterback of the Cowboys.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
And Dak's not a $50 million quarterback. He's a 60.
He's above 50. But I tried to make it kind of like, okay, kind of closer to LeBron.
There. Yeah, and I think because LeBron, it's like we know it's 1 year. We know he's 40 or whatever. There's an understandable slippage with the father time stuff. With Dak, it's like, dude, you're still supposed to be in your prime. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling.
And that is the most prominent position in all of sport.
It is.
Cowboy quarterback.
100%. I mean, with Romo, Dak, it's just.
I don't know. I thought it was Stars goalie there for a little bit.
No, not at all. Not at all. We all, I mean.
What the hell you doing, Otter? You know, get that vibe.
Yeah, that first two series, though, he's damn good. But no, it's definitely quarterback.
I think DeBoer would rather have Dak or LeBron between his pipes.
He might just rather have a job right now, you know.
I think he's getting paid.
That's a fair point.
He probably is.
He's probably somewhere in Whistler, Canada.
I mean, it's not quite as
right
nice
now.
As, you know, like the Jimbo Fisher.
They hired this guy from Edmonton,
or
huh?
Tom Thibodeau, you know.
they had this guy before and he didn't work out. Hey, you think this is going to work out?
How many beers deep do you think DeBoer is right now?
That's a great question.
I think 4.5, 5. And that's because he woke up an hour ago. Last night was insane.
I love it. Hey, the drinks are flowing. We got daily drink specials here as we're partying.
Have an MVP.
Shell Shack, North Henderson Avenue in Dallas. They got $4 beer shot specials all day, every day. Make sure you get on out here. We should have, hopefully, within the next 20 minutes or so, a restocking of some Crown Royal Cowboys jerseys. Fingers crossed on that. But coming up on the other side, we replay our G-Bag of the Day champ and the top 10, as voted on by the Tolos, the top 10 most overrated pro stadiums in all of sports. That's next in the name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get you that Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day, and we'll get you the replay of the G-Bag of the Day champion. Great to have you in on a hump day in the G-Bag Nation. We're live here at Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. Would love to see you come capitalize on the $12.99 catfish special. It is dynamite, as well as the coldest beer in town. Are you kidding me? Shout out to Tolo David from Haslett, who just slid over the old Michelob.
He's the best.
Got a little ice chunks in there. It's one of my favorite things about drinking cold beer. Yeah,
nice.
It's a huge, huge win.
Pastry chef Eric said the catfish was great.
Yeah, I was eyeballing
it. Today's the catfish special, $12.99.
Yeah, it's the real deal. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. And if you or a loved one get hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's Lucius.
Yo, check one, check two, check party. I hear a little echo in the back. What's good? How y'all feeling, man?
Great.
Good,
fantastic.
Sir.
All right. That pre-roll, that hybrid got a hold of me right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
It's got a hold on me.
We got a gift for you, by the way, Lucius.
Got a hold on me.
Shout out to Black and Gold B.
Boomer snaps.
Yeah, Black and Gold B is always coming bringing gifts.
Shout out to you, Black and Gold B. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. And replay the champion right here at 2:20-ish. This is day two for this champion audio. This man is a blind man, and he describes what it's like. Well, what it's like for him to hear the game of tennis.
Okay, wait, what were you doing?
Well, I was just going to show you what a blind guy hears when tennis is on television.
Okay, let's see it. Let's hear it.
You got to close your eyes. You have to close your eyes. You can't watch.
Okay.
Okay. That's what a blind guy sees when tennis is on.
That's really awesome.
What a talented individual.
That is really good.
I mean, 19 sounds all at the same time.
All at the same time.
Really, really impressive stuff. There it is, your G-Bag of the Day champ. We'll have a new batch of nominees at 5:30 as we are commercial-free, expressway style, going into LA Live at 5:40. But right now it's time for the Wooly Bully Top 10 List of the Day.
All right, we've got the top 10 most overrated stadiums in pro sports. 877-881-1053. Have you ever maybe gone and visited a stadium and you were like, I had high expectations? This was very underwhelming. I know a couple of my friends did a MetLife Stadium trip a few years ago.
Yep.
Cowboys Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Came back and said, man, I don't get what the hype is with MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
Really underrated.
Very expensive.
Didn't like it.
Very expensive to build.
Yeah. If you like ornery, drunk Italians, that's your
spot. I would say this.
I know the one
you're going say for. The Giants fans are more educated than the Eagles fans.
Okay.
Slightly.
Not slightly.
Really?
Are the Eagles the least educated fan base?
I'm talking about football education.
Okay.
football. Giants fans know the situations in the game.
Oh, they know ball.
That's from Parcells being in there, you know, and then they get Coughlin. You know, they understand. They're kind of a fan base. And like, okay, why would you do that?
I guess it's kind of shots fired at Andy Reid then, huh?
I'm just saying, though, the Philly fans are not – they're not as in tune with the game as the Giants fans.
That's
are.
Just DNA, genetics.
Yeah, a lot of that is.
Mm. Yeah.
You want to know what I tell you my overrated place
is? Yeah.
Because you've been to a lot, Broadus.
I've been to a lot.
I can probably guess the one you're going
Go
for.
Ahead and say it.
Guess it.
Wrigley.
Wrigley Field.
Oh.
Mm. I think Wrigley Field is the most overrated place I've ever been to in my life when it comes to watching a sporting event.
And what sucks so bad about it?
The hot dogs?
You know, they call it the friendly confines.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't move around in it. You can't see in it. I mean, nobody's watching the game, really. I know Brad Sham's probably listening right now, and he's about to send me a million text messages.
So you feel like you're on like a budget airline?
I feel like, to me, I in Wrigleyville, you could go to the Cubby Bear, drink old-style beer cheap, get hot dogs cheap, and watch the game and be like, and just kind of feel like that. You go in that stadium, it doesn't feel like, to me, watching. It's not. No. Mm. It's the most, one of the most overrated places I've ever been to in my life. I wouldn't go back.
920, Wrigley is a dump.
Mm-hmm.
We got some others that are texting in here. Yankee Stadium was not what the hype was
supposed
to be. Okay,
the old Yankee Stadium or the new Yankee Stadium?
Good question, 940. Was it the new one or the old one?
Yeah.
We've got AT&T from the 214. Washington National Stadium was a disappointment from the 817. LSU from the 325. Maybe it was a day game.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, because depending on if you're an LSU fan, you're not going to say that. But if you're a visitor like Texas A&M or any of the other schools, Arkansas that's rolled in there, I could see the day game environment to me is not as good as the nighttime environment. Mm-hmm. So that part of it, I would agree on that. But yeah, I think in the SEC as a whole, day games over night games are the experiences. Now those 2:30 games in Tuscaloosa aren't bad.
No.
That turn into late in the year and they turn into dark games.
Yeah, I do like
you
that.
Know, when you transition into that. But man, I'll tell you another place, and this is a hometown. I think the Cotton Bowl is a dump. I cannot stand going to football games in the Cotton Bowl.
Did you always feel that way?
Mm. When I went to, like, because of Bennett being at Texas and I have friends that are Oklahoma alum, going to the games with them, I'm like, I'll never do this again. And when you invite me, I've gotten tickets before and given them, like, my friends, like, you know, I have friends like at the Cotton Bowl committee, they're like, hey, Brian, got a couple of tickets to Texas OU. I'll take them and give them away, because I do not want to, they're trying to expand it. I'm more about trying to get into the, I don't need to be herded into one area.
Sure.
And we had that experience, the outdoor game. You know, the outdoor hockey
stars,
game. The outdoor hockey game. It was a great experience to be a part of an outdoor hockey game. But the Cotton Bowl made it just impossible to enjoy.
Everybody's going in the same place.
Everybody's going. It's just not conducive to people. Like, you know, the size of the crowds and stuff. It's just, even though it's a big venue, it just does not have the flow. And that's how I believe, you know, get me to my seat. Get me away to my seat. Get me over to the concessions. Get me, okay, let me see the sight lines, all that stuff. That's important to me. But if I have an issue getting to my seat, that's an immediate turnoff to me.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Texas. So just once you're seated, I enjoyed it.
Getting into the stadium.
It's tough to get in and out. It is.
Yeah, and that's why they're trying to redo the stadium and make it bigger. I was watching videos the other day, like, okay, hey, we're going to keep this part of history, but we're going to widen this part. You know, and it's
hoping it works.
They're about 40 years too late on this.
Yeah.
You know, this should have been done years ago. And in order, you know, and the fact that even Texas, you know, you talked about, hey, listen, let's make this thing home and home like Alabama-Auburn do. Because Alabama-Auburn used to play at Legion Field, you know, and they said, nah. But to me, the stadium has to be. It has to be my ability to get in and out of it, and then, you know, the other, like, the amenities. I don't so much worry about the food and all those other things. Just get me to and from my seat and have flow.
It's just about knowing that you can leave the game to listen to the game in your car at any point. You know, whenever the mood strikes.
There's no question that is a something I will wear the rest of my life. But yeah, But it is. You have the ability to stand up and just walk out in the middle of a World Series game, sure. You got to have that kind of exercise, right?
You know, we don't need to. We don't need to bring up that.
You're right. I'm sorry, man. You guys forgive me for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
for
I'll
that.
Forgive you for now. The horseshoe was awesome at Ohio State. I would not say that was overrated. Underrated was Memorial Stadium in Nebraska. That everybody, if you're a college football fan, you need to experience. I love that. And I did not think Pittsburgh was overrated. I thought Pittsburgh was badass.
I thought. Let me tell you another one. I think is kind of overrated is the Coliseum out in Los Angeles.
Okay. Really?
And I think that's an overrated place. You know, I mean, and they've done some improvements to it or try and make it a little bit better. And I'm not talking about just sitting in the press box and places like that. I think that is a very, very overrated stadium when it comes to watching football.
We've got a couple of texts in for SoFi Stadium in L.A., also overrated. It looks we got to drive by it. It looks really cool from the outside.
I have not seen a game at SoFi.
But haven't seen a game there either. We did get a text, and this is the honorable mention, number 15 on the list, and I hope that this does not disappoint you, 817. Fenway Park is an honorable mention on here at 15. Going to Fenway this Sunday, hopefully it doesn't let me down. I hope that it doesn't either, because Fenway is a bucket list for me too. Maybe I'd probably put Fenway now over Wrigley. You've got me kind of scarred about paying to go to Wrigley.
No, go see it yourself, but I'm just telling you, though, you can hang out in Wrigleyville and have just as much fun at that game.
You ever been to Notre Dame?
I have, and Notre Dame is not overrated.
Okay.
The great thing about Notre Dame when you're on the field and you're warming up, this is from the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're warming up and we're kicking the ball into the stands and there's no net, so like the balls are going into the stands.
Fans are shagging balls.
They're shagging, but they're not giving them back.
Oh.
So your whole warm up is spent trying to like get the footballs back.
You're negotiating.
You're like, come on, throw the ball. And they're like, no, they're not going to throw the ball. And they just mess up your whole warm up.
That's hilarious.
Notre Dame is a great venue.
Dodger Stadium on the honorable
Dodger
mention.
Dodger Stadium.
The Moda Center in Portland. Gavin can probably tell us about that one.
Yeah.
Kyle Field in College Station at number 12.
I'll tell you what, man.
I loved it. I went to a game against SMU when I was in like seventh grade, and I thought it was awesome.
I was myself, David Hellman, and Bennett were part of the 7 overtime game
where
they changed the rules. You know, with Kellen Mond, that was a crazy night. And I like going to games at Kyle Field. I don't think are overrated.
I'm all for the A&M. Hey, yeah, whatever you want to say. I don't think Kyle Field's overrated.
No.
I think that's a shame to be on here. And then TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville.
I used to work in Jackson. That's the old Gator Bowl. It's not what it cracked up to be. No.
Top 10 most overrated stadiums in sports. Michigan, a.k.a. the Big House, at number 10.
Mm.
We've got the Coliseum at number 9. Now, this is the Oakland Coliseum,
which is
vacant now.
Yeah, that was bad. The black hole, that part of it was fun, but the actual stadium itself is terrible.
That's the all-time that place leads the league in casualties, right?
Well, that place and your place in Washington that you're talking about, just Poopville, you know, like sewage coming down out of the
Poopville
ceiling stuff.
Welcome
like that.
Poopville,
yeah, feces field.
Yeah, feces field.
Tropicana Field at number 8.
I never been there.
Me either. And hopefully we get it back. SoFi Stadium is number 7 in L.A.
Mm.
Northwest Stadium, home of the Washington Commanders.
I've been there. That's an absolute dump.
I feel like you kind of know that now when you're going to it.
I tell you what, I'm really happy. It sounds like they're going to build their new stadium at the old RFK site.
I'd love
to have gone to the old RFK. That place was rocking.
5 is Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, where the Kraken are playing.
It's new, huh?
It is new, which is maybe because it's small. I don't know. I don't know what the issue is.
Those stadiums in Seattle are actually pretty good.
They're loud.
Been to the baseball. The football one is so loud.
Is that Lumen?
Lumen Field, yeah.
I guess they don't have any club or VIP options. It's understaffed for concessions. It's super crowded. Might not be one you like. 4 is Levi's Stadium, where the Super Bowl is going to be next year, Santa Clara.
Broadcasted with Brad Cham a couple of times in the preseason there. Liked the sight lines. I felt like it was a good place. The foghorn's a little irritating, but other than that, it's good.
Number 3. Jerry World.
I don't know, man.
I don't think it's overrated.
I don't think it's overrated.
I mean, I wouldn't say we've got much of like a home field. I know, hey, the Cowboys had an awesome win streak at home, but we do get taken over a lot.
We could have a home field advantage if we could play the curtain game, you know?
Yeah, that could be Hey, gosh. Find a way to make that an advantage for you.
Yeah, like when, oh, wait, the curtains fell.
Hey,
we can't
run the play.
When you whittle it down, all things bad Cowboys, that's the most.
It's
that's,
the most
that's
egregious.
The dumbest one.
100%.
I enjoy going to that stadium, believe it or not.
I do too.
It's much better to me than Texas Stadium. And we had season tickets for 20 years.
I love
Texas Stadium.
I do still miss Texas Stadium. It is. It's a gorgeous stadium. We did get a couple of texts about number two, and that is, and I'm sorry, Black and Gold B, the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans coming in number two.
Yeah, that's it's got its issues. They've tried to upgrade in some ways. After Katrina, they did a lot more to it because it just got just decimated because they were housing, you know, folks there and stuff. But it's got a lot of history to it. On the field is very, very cool, and the press box is an absolute disaster. And I watched LSU win two national championships.
Oh, that's right.
So I can't say it's a bad stadium.
No, it's got a special place in your heart.
Right.
But number one most overrated stadium in sports. Wrigley Field.
Is it it?
In Chicago.
Oh, you nailed it, Broadus.
It was number one. You are not the only one,
I'm sorry,
that
Cub
believes
fans.
That Wrigley is overrated.
I'm sorry, Cub fans, but I think you're holding on to something that you need to move on from.
And it says many of Wrigley's seats are simply too small for the average person to sit in without spilling over into their neighbor's space.
Yeah.
And that's a big
Cotton
issue.
Cotton Bowl's that way, too.
That's a big issue. Yep. All right, we've got the Cowboys survey results out. They are something that we need to look at. Do we agree? Do we disagree? How many games will they win? How long will Shoddy be the head coach? Let's go over these results next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks to the nation. Thank you, Lucius. We're hanging out here, Shell Shack, North Henderson in Dallas. We are waiting to re-up on some more Cowboys Crown Royal jerseys. They should be here any minute. As soon as those are out, though, We'll probably be out, but I would still encourage you to come out and party with us. We're going to be here till 7 p.m. Awesome specials, $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day. Catfish special for $13. They got live crawfish that's still available. You can do drinks to go. It's an awesome vibe. We got tons of Tolos out here. In fact, there's a Tolo here, Didi, that's known me since I was like 6 years old.
Is that right?
Yes. So I went to elementary school with her daughter, Haley. So I've known her since I was in like first grade. It's bizarre.
Incredible, dude.
It's amazing.
It's a family affair.
It really is.
Rodeo Ron made an appearance.
Rodeo Ron's out here. He's already had a shot of the Jim Beam.
He told me a story about the last time he had tequila, where he ended up walking on the expressway without clothes on.
Oh.
But there was also a bit of a strap-it-on situation, and he was it was post-Ozzy Osbourne.
Did you get Phil Handy?
So, pretty unbelievable. He's trying to dig up the tape. He says there's video footage out there somewhere.
Okay. I don't know that we want that
footage.
Like
on Channel 8?
Maybe that footage stay... buried. Let's not dig that footage up, Ron. But if you find it, hey, who are we to say we're not going to take a peek ski? Did Brian Broaddus ask the longest question in fan history? We'll get to that on the other side.
Oh, I'm excited for this, dude. I didn't even realize it in the moment, but we had some Tolos checking in real time, being like, hey, did he beat my long, crappy question to Steven from years ago, which we thought would stand the test of time? Perhaps.
Was this a CY?
No, this was to Jared yesterday.
This was a Jared moment.
Well, and if I remember, and we'll get to
it. Look, he's hanging his head.
It might be. We'll see. We'll see. We're going to time it. We'll find out at the top of the hour. But the Cowboys fan survey, courtesy of our buddy John Machota and The Athletic.
I thought it was a CY question, and I thought that was long. But now you mentioned it.
Did Jared want, because it was one of those where like you asked it, then Jared kind of started talking, then he kind of jumped in again. It might
be.
We'll see.
This could be close.
How many games will the Cowboys win this season? The options, less than 8 to 9, 10 to 11, 12 or more. Now, my vote, I think they'll be 10 and 7. That's what I'm going with. So I would have gone the 10 to 11. But I don't know if you guys agree with that. I mean, Eric, I think you're looking at the 8 to 9 range.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm an 8 or 9 guy.
I think, Brian, we did our win loss on Love of the Star, and we went 11. So you'd go 10 to 11?
I think I'm 10 to 11, yeah.
And the Cowboy fans agreed at 10 to 11. Half of them voted that they believe that will be the total for the Cowboys. Over half the fan base expects a double-digit win season. That could be asking for a lot. You do have a new coach, mostly new coaching staff, but you got Dak back, Micah, CD. Can they stay healthy? 10 wins possible if that's the case. Now, what do you consider a good season? And I like this question because I do think myself and a lot of other Cowboy fans, with how long this NFC Championship drought's gone, it's NFC Championship or bust. Because
can't do
you've
that.
Seen
can't do that.
The division round. But yes,
that.
I think you have to recalibrate that with a new coach.
Yeah.
And we got to kind of look at this team. We can't put all of that frustration and lump it on the expectations for this 2025 version.
I hate to be this guy, but I'll be this guy. You know, I'm hopeful 10 or 11. Shoddy does not need to be 3-14, not off the jump. Now, I my hope for him is that they win 9 to 10 games. That might not get him in the tournament. That 10 games would probably get you in the tournament. But I just remember my experience in Green Bay with Mike Holmgren and the first-time head coach and that kind of thing. You want to be able to build off that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's like if you say NFC Championship game or bust, and you end up, you know, 7-11 again. That now that he needs to have a winning season, in my opinion, to build credibility with his players. That the things that he's trying to put in and implement, that like, okay, now, we didn't have a great roster in Green Bay. That's when Favre and all, they were all getting started with us. They have a much better roster in Dallas. But he needs to have, in my opinion, a winning season. And that, to me, would be successful. Because, I say, they can't be 3-14 or some crazy thing like that.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, then, now the questions and all the things that you're, all the things you tried to build just completely go out the window. And now there's more questions about you, the staff. Are you going to be a one and done? All these things kind of come into play. He can't have a losing season at all. If he has a winning one, I think for me, that would be a success. just because I think he needs to get off to a good start being a first-time head coach.
Yeah, what would you consider a good season? The options were have a winning record, make the playoffs, win at least a playoff game, or win multiple playoff games, and the most votes were win at least one playoff game.
Yeah. So. I hope you folks are right, but I personally think having a winning season, because I think there's going to be, especially with this schedule and especially with some of the unknown on the defense, some of the things, the unknowns on the offense, you've got a bunch of new coaches that have not coached in the National Football League before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I want Clayton Adams to be my offensive line coach. I'm sorry, Coach Riley, about you being in title, but at least year one, let Clayton Adams be my offensive line coach. And let's let everybody learn what we're trying to do here in year one.
Mm.
Like, but if you end up, you know, in the playoffs and win a game, that's even better. But my expectations are this staff has got to learn, the head coach has got to learn, and the players have got to find a way to gel for both.
How long will Brian Schottenheimer be the head coach of your Dallas Cowboys? The options were one and done,
mm-hmm.
two seasons, three seasons, four, five, or more. Three seasons got the most percentage of votes on this Athletic Cowboys survey. Every Cowboy head coach has been given at least 2 years. The only one that didn't get more was Chan Gailey. And Jerry has said several times that he regrets that decision. I do think you're looking at a minimum of 3 years, unless, to your point, now, I mean, Dave Campo did get 5-11, 5-11, 5-11.
Oh, yeah.
But
we deserve to get fired for that.
Unless it's just an ultimate train wreck. And that probably means that you've lost your quarterback again, and maybe this team has to do soul searching, and you're looking at a total rebuild in that case. I think it is a minimum of 3 years for Shoddy.
Yeah, if all of a sudden it turns into a 3-14, or 5-12, whatever you want to do, if it is that bad where they're that much under 500, and then the second year he won't get. He'll get 2 years, if you know, and depending on, because like I say, he has got to get this thing off to a really, really good start. They've got to build credibility with this team. You know, he's got some veteran players, he's got some young players, but he can't afford to lose this roster right off the. Like, okay, you tried to tell us this, you tried to pump music in at practice, you tried to have fun in the locker room, and then all of a sudden, what does he have to do? He completely flips as a coach.
No.
He becomes something that he wasn't when he first took the job.
Yeah.
Now the players are looking at phony. This coach is phony.
Yeah.
This is a phony coach. You know, you can't do that. Because the minute the losing starts, and Jesse Holly and I were talking about this last night, the minute the losing starts, that's when you're going to find out what kind of coach he is.
Absolutely. I'm and then
it's all fun and games now.
And George Pickens,
we're all
what
having
happens
fun
there?
At Oxnard, and we got our visors on backwards, and
feeling
we're
feeling
great.
It's
yeah, everything is great. We're no wins, losses. Minute you start playing games and losing them, that's when you're going to know what kind of coach he is, and that's either going to carry him forward, or that's going to get Jerry and Steven to have to get on the phone and get maybe Bill Belichick from North Carolina or something like that.
We get the report in like November, all of a sudden that ping pong table is nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I guarantee you there'll be a post-game show where Wooly will go, that just shows, care more about damn ping pong than, tackling somebody.
Yeah,
he's got that in the holster. That's the kind of stuff that gets mentioned. The minute, and every talk show host will say, boy, there was such a great feeling. And all those tweets come back.
Yeah.
All those tweets come back to us, and they start to, Wanye Thomas, oh, good to play football again. Boy, taking a breath here. Yeah. They're going to remind you, like, was he Wade Phillips? Was he not tough enough?
Yeah.
Was he Camp Cupcake guy?
Mm-hmm.
All those things are going to come up and be brought up.
And then we had, if you could only re-sign one of the 2026 unrestricted free agents right now to a team-friendly deal, who would it be? The options were Pickens, Bland, Ferguson, and Sam Williams. And by a big margin.
Pickens, huh?
It was Deron Bland.
Bland.
This was the most surprising result, wrote Machota. I figured that Deron Bland and Pickens would be a good battle, but it wasn't close at all. Bland was clearly the player fans would like to see remain in a Cowboys uniform, as he had 54.6% of the votes.
Well, the minute that Pickens starts playing like a one, I'm sure Machota's voting will turn, because there's a chance that George Pickens could have a really, really good year with a quarterback that's going to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one that's going to throw it to him on the move and not make him contort for every pass he's going to get. He's going to finally play with a quarterback that can help him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt Pickens is going to be good, and he's a good player. There might be a scenario where, like, Blaine's the only good corner on the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Really? So it's like, oh, gosh, if you let him go. What, I mean, and I'm hopeful Savone Revelle is awesome. I mean,
yeah,
we
Revelle,
liked him a lot.
I've talked to people over there. Revelle's going to be – he's going to have to be 100%. But people were saying – I saw on Twitter where people were saying, no, he's going to not play till the middle of the season. And I'm like, no, that's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see him at training camp and be ready for that.
I always love the Cowboys fan survey. There's some more questions we can maybe get to later on in the show. As we're broadcasting live from Shell Shack here, North Henderson in Dallas. Come on out, party with us. The drinks are already flowing out here as we got Rodeo Ron getting the party going. But up next, we got some baseball sound.
Sounds of the Baseball Day, Walchuk featuring Jared Sandler, Brett Boone. We got catcher
sure.
walk-offs.
Sure.
And we also have a potential record-breaking question from the crusty Brian Broaddus himself. That's next, live from Shell Shack here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.